joys of childhood, you know, snuggling up with a storybook, watching a child develop a love for a particular character. I love reading bedtime stories to my kids. It's just a really nice moment to sort of end the day. Research from the Oxford University Press say children's reading habits took a knock during the pandemic. More than 4 in 10 parents surveyed by Oxford University Press said they find it difficult to get their child to concentrate, with 3 in 10 saying that reading with their child is a challenge. Some of that is being blamed on screen time and gadgets getting in the way of reading. Giles Trigg is a children's author from Hadley and has been reading his books from the Scruff the Pooch series in children to children in libraries in Dudley recently to try and encourage them to read and return to libraries. Morning, Giles. I understand we're interrupting your breakfast this morning.
Good morning, Ed. Yes, I'm actually at the garden centre in Clent Nurseries and had a lovely big fry up. That is the way on a Sunday morning. Thank you.
Don't tell me you've actually had to leave it at the table. I'm worried it's going to get cold now.
No, I've actually finished it. I just had a cup of coffee waiting for me there when I get back.
I feel relieved about that now. This is good news. So, Giles, let's talk about books. I mean, it's a real shame, isn't it, that children are struggling to get immersed in a book, because it can be an incredible experience, can't it?
Absolutely. I mean, reading for me is educational. It's good for the mind. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, it de-stresses you. It's relaxing. It's fun. I didn't read a great deal until I was about 40 years old, and a friend of mine bought me Vice Hojeeves by the late great P.G. Woodhouse, and from then I appreciated really what I'd been missing all those years before. So I've been trying to write these books and encourage children to read and to get them reading, get them into libraries as well, and to support the libraries and to enjoy reading, hopefully starting them in life knowing that there is something other than an iPad or a phone.
It's incredible, really, that you say that you were a latecomer to sort of reading for pleasure. And then, of course, you've written this whole series of books for kids, Scruff the Pooch. So tell us a little bit about the background. How did you get into this? And a bit about the story as well.
Well, it was all a bit fun, really. This was about, I don't know, the year before COVID, 2018, 19, something like that. And we had an Airedale called Zara. And whenever she was poorly, she'd lick herself where she had an ache or a pain, maybe on a joint or something. And she'd lick herself to the point where she became bald. I had little ball patches, and I started calling her the Pooch with no fluff, and it dawned on me this could be a great little story for children, you know, babies and things. So I wrote it. I wrote the first book, The Pooch with No Fluff. It's all written in rhyme. The books are all true stories about Zara, my Airedale. I got myself an illustrator who's the granddaughter of a very good friend, and I self-published the first book. I had publishers who were interested, but financially, it was a lot of money working with the publisher, and I thought, I'll just give it a go myself. This is supposed to be a bit of fun. And then the second book was The Pooch with Too Many Toys, because Zara loved her toys. She had a toy box, but would never put them away again, however much you ask her to. And the third book just came out last week, is The Pooch Who Went to the Seaside, which is a tribute to her, really, since we've lost her, and for the walks we used to do by the sea and by the cliffs in South Wales. And I'm finding things are proving to be remarkably successful. The kids love them. I've had people stop me in the streets and say, you know, my grandson or son learned to read with Scruff, or, you know, every night we have to have a bedtime story and Scruff's got to come first, whether it's Hungry Caterpillar or The Tiger Who Came to Tea Later, we've got to have a Scruff book first. And that's lovely to hear when you hear this response that it is making a difference to people's lives.
I mean, yeah, that must be just so rewarding, so incredible to hear. And I know completely get, of course, why you've been campaigning and encouraging young people into libraries for a few years now. I mean, what was the catalyst originally for that then for you?
It wasn't really so much a catalyst as it was just the way this project has developed. As I say, it started out with a bit of fun with this story, The Pooch with No Fluff, that I thought I'd publish, just why not, you know, let's self-publish it, see what happens. And then the more I read in libraries, because I've got one or two good friends in Dudley libraries and Worcestershire libraries as well, and they gave me the opportunity and invited me to speak at libraries and to read to the children. I did Hagley and Briley Hill Library yesterday, and it was just the response I was getting from children. There was one lovely little boy, I think it may have been Gornal, I'm not sure, Dudley perhaps, who'd never been to a library before. And he was astounded. He said to his mum, you know, you mean you can borrow books for free? And she says, yeah, you can have up to 12 for free. And the biggest deal of all, of course, was you didn't need a password to open them. You know, this is the life that we live in. And I just thought that was a lovely story. And this made me think, hang on a minute. You know, people don't come into libraries. You hear about underfunding and so forth, of libraries not being used, or children just being permanently on their tablets or phones. So I suddenly thought, actually, yeah, there's more to this Scruff project. This is a medium by which perhaps I can encourage children to read, start them off, you know, within literature, even at a very young age, and hopefully make a difference to somebody. So that's sort of how it developed.
It's a lovely project. It really is. I mean, mentioning, going back to this Oxford University Press survey, 3 in 10 saying that reading with their child is a challenge. I mean, I love doing bedtime stories with my kids, but it can be a problem to get them settled down. Also, screen time is obviously going to be an issue. It's a competition thing between books and screen time there. So what suggestions would you have for parents if they are struggling?
Well, this is an interesting. First of all, I'd say that I know the report that you speak about, the Oxford University Press, but there was also an Oxford University Press report out just after the first lockdown that had quite the opposite results, that were saying that, especially in the younger age groups, that COVID actually had a positive result on them, because it meant that families were spending more time together because they obviously couldn't go out and do anything. And that first Oxford University Press report actually said that reading among small children was up. I think the demographics of here come into play, because the older children, of course, they choose whether to read or to look at a screen, whereas the younger ones tend to do what the parents tell them, at least one would hope. So, you know, the parents will say, OK, we can't go out today, let's read a story, whereas the older ones would say, no, thanks, Mum, I'll just look on the iPad. So I think the younger ones, the first lockdown, had a positive benefit. But to get children reading, I think it's got to come from the parents to start with. They've got to encourage the children to read, but visit your library, talk to the library. And there was, I'm trying to remember the name of it, there is an organisation who can help, and I can't remember the name, but if it was to Google helping children read, perhaps it would come up. I forget the name, but there are organisations out there that will provide packs of information to encourage children to read and to get them on that path. But use your library, encourage children to read, and get them something they're interested in, because there's nothing worse than picking up a book for the first time and getting bored stiff after the first 20 pages, and it'll probably put you off for life. But absolutely. If you find something you really enjoy, then that makes you want to come back, doesn't it? A bit like my example with the P.G. Woodhouse, that I read Right O. Jeeves. I thought, right, I want more of that. Let me have the next one and the next one and so on. And people get into it and people want to do it then. So you've got to choose your book. You've got to choose the book that's right for the child, but encourage them and visit your libraries and talk to the libraries about how they can help.
It's some great advice there, Giles. Thank you very much for your time. I'll let you get back to your coffee before it goes stone cold. That's Hagley, children's author, Giles Trigg, author of the Scruff the Pooch series. Right.